remember that there is among us something that truly does last, and our chief interest and our lives should be dedicated to that lasting city of God. Now, I think that is a lesson that is given to Christians throughout history, of the rise and fall of earthly kingdoms, but the endurance of the kingdom of God. And St. Augustine said, sometimes we are unduly concerned and disturbed by the earthly events around us, and we tend to forget certain things. I suppose this is one of the lessons for Christians throughout history. We do not want to forget who we are and how we are to live. We do not want to forget where our hope lies. And even though we may be disturbed and concerned about those things around us in the present, and they should demand part of our attention, we never want to forget that we are called to a destiny that runs beyond all disturbance, all rise and fall of kingdoms, and into a kingdom of God that will last forever. So that in our lives, we want to be faithful to our commitments to that kingdom of God. We want to understand how throughout the days of our lives, Christ is present to us in his continuing word, in his sacraments, in the gift of the Holy Spirit that is given to us. And rather than running from one solution to another that St. Augustine did in his youth, we want to focus on those things that last forever. And if we have to avoid a forgetting, we are also called to remember. We want to remember that we are all called to fulfill the will of God for us as a community and for us as individuals.
Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you." Heavenly Father, bless St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 and send your Holy Spirit to guide and protect us during our Spirit Drive fundraiser this week. Bless the priests, volunteers, and lay leaders who will be giving of themselves in support of radio evangelization. May the listener support of AM 820 be enthusiastic. Father, send forth your Holy Spirit.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day.
Good morning and welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Full Spirit Drive. It is so great to be back with you. It seems like, Jody, didn't we just do this?
Blink of an eye.
That's right.
Time certainly flies.
Well, I am Kevin Gallagher. I am one of your co-hosts to this morning with Jody White. She's one of my co-hosts as well, our co-host here. And it's just great to be back with you. We're here to speak about something really important, and it's the Catholic Radio. We know how important it is and how it's touched our lives. And that's what we're here and that's what we're all about.
And we are so glad you guys are all out there listening, tuning in, and here to support. And you know what? There's no reason to wait. You can call now at 459-4820 or go online on stgabrielradio.com to make a difference. There's no better time than now to help speak the truth of our Catholic faith. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. We need to hear those phones ringing because you know what? The Catholic faith is true. And who proclaims that truth is AM 820. And I also want to introduce my cousin, Deacon Jeffrey Forkamp. It is a true honor to be in studio with you today.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's
wonderful
just
to be here.
Good. You know what? It's such a gift to be with you. It's such a gift that you answered the call to be a deacon. And you know what? Just, I would love for you to open up in prayer, to slow
Absolutely.
Us down and to kind of pull us together in what's most important.
Absolutely. That is what's most important. I'm going to pray, invite us to pray a prayer that our pastor, my pastor, Monsignor John Johnson wrote, adapting that for this purpose. And so we pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Loving Father, you have called the people of the Diocese of Columbus to show your love to the world. Your Spirit enlivens us to shout and showers us with blessings every day. Your Son enlightens us and leads us towards your kingdom. Strengthen in us the desire to share with others the good news of your love. Because you have given us so much, help us to be generous with your bounty. Make us joyful followers of your Son, who gave his life to make us your children. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, it's great to be here with the two of you. I feel like I'm interrupting a family love fest of two people that a family reunion.
Some food or something.
Seriously. Aunt Mary's olives.
Exactly.
Which would be great. You know what? I feel like we could conjugate that prayer for the next hour, to be honest. I mean, there's so many of those topics that you said in there. Shower us with your graces. Be bountiful. Show your generosity. I mean, right now, that's what we're being called to do, and that's why we are here today, especially Kevin and I and Deacon Forcamp, for the next hour of asking for your support, because we're at a time that Catholic Radio is going to be changing lives.
Absolutely.
People are going to tune in who may not even be Catholic, but you know what? They're hearing stuff on the news. They want to tune in and say, what is this all about? Let me hear. And what is AM820 do? It proclaims the truth. So we want your support today. So call us now, 614-459-4820. You know what? You can even go online at stgabrielradio.com. You can donate online. And you know what? Not only today, but you can listen online anytime at stgabrielradio.com. So if you're listening out in Miami, Ohio, you know, at Oxford School, I gave a shout out to a gentleman named Austin Hall, who's converting, and we are his sponsor. And I told him to tune in. So you know what? You can listen whenever, wherever, and that's the beauty of St. Gabriel Radio.
Well, you know, there's a Deacon Forcamp up in St. John Newman, Deacon Carl. Called Kara. That's
yes.
Mouthful
yep.
on the radio this morning.
Wonderful man.
Yeah, yes, and he always
family.
Has these projects, and he'll stand up at the pulpit and say, can you help a deacon out? Well, we're going to ask everyone here to maybe help a deacon out. We're going to make you that deacon, though, for this next hour. And we've got some great goals that are coming up, and it's going to take everyone's help. So, you know, we've got 16 goals, and that includes 8 sustaining member goals and a leadership gift and a business member gift. So we're hoping that you'll be able to help us out. But the good thing is there's a lot of great little bennies to doing it, not just helping the radio, but also things that you can get as well.
And you know what? Just so we can break it down, a sustaining membership is $20 or more a month. And you know what? That literally saves souls. $20 a month really is not that big of a deal. But let's say you are already a sustaining member. Let's give that challenge out there to step that up to $30 or more a month. We would be so grateful for your support and a leadership gift. I know our goal is one. I like to kind of put a challenge out there. Let's try to get 2, maybe even 3. A leadership gift is $1,000 donation, one-time donation. And literally, the benefits of all the leadership gifts we've gathered so far over the past few years have shown. Because you know what? We are now in Southern Ohio, in Scioto County, which
That's
is
right.
a beautiful gift. So your dollars do make a difference, proclaiming the truth of our Catholic Church across the state of Ohio and beyond.
That's right. If you haven't heard, the radio is actually moving along. We're actually going to be heading out to the southern part of the state, right, at the time the FCC finally approves it. And I think that's at the end of the year, I think, is when that would probably come about. So that'd be great. It'll be serving the whole Portsmouth, Waverly, Ironton areas. And we look forward to that, to be able to spread this great message that we have. So again, this message being spread is for all of us, and it can only happen by our lifeblood, which are really these sustaining members. So we ask that you please, please, please call in during this hour, make that commitment to this great cause. And as I mentioned earlier, there's some bennies to it. You know, if you are making a sustaining membership gift, we've got something very special for you. Father John Ricardo's The Most Holy Rosary. It's a DVD made available to each sustaining member of $20 or more per month.
And if you haven't never tuned in yet, and this is your first time, we want to say welcome. And Father John Ricardo, which you would receive his DVD, is probably a fan favorite here on AM820. He is on every single day at 8 a.m. and even Saturday as well. And hearing his voice is just a piece of heaven. To see his video on DVD and to pray the rosary with Father Ricardo, to me, not much better. And my girlfriends from St. Bridget of Kildare will know that there's not much better than Father Ricardo praying with him with our Blessed Mother would just be a slice of heaven. So we want you to call now, 614-459-4820. or go online at stgabrielradio.com. But we have just been joined in the studio with our angel. Woo-hoo! Brendan O'Rourke from St. Catherine, correct? St. Catherine?
Yeah, yes. That's correct.
And we are so glad you're here. Brendan. I wish you could have time to lead us in song because Brendan has a gift from God with a beautiful talent for music. But today he is here as our angel. So please share some angel updates and what's some good news?
We want to thank Joseph. He is a bronze sustaining member.
Awesome.
So important.
Yeah, great.
He's just so inspired and he loves everything that he hears. We want to thank Charity from Russellvania, Ohio.
Mm. Russell.
Awesome.
For her gift. I want to move there because that just sounds cool. And we want to thank Corinne from Columbus for her one-time gift. And this is what helps us stay on the air. So you can give by calling. You can go online, stgabrielradio.com, or 614-459-4820.
Any quick shout-out, Brendan? Any challenge to send out there to all the listeners?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot.
I'm sorry.
That's your job.
Okay, how about all the St. Catherine listeners or anybody part of Damascus? But now we are going to introduce a clip, Why Be Catholic by Father John Ricardo.
Why should you be Catholic? Oftentimes people come into RCIA, the real RCIA, and they think they might be there because they're engaged and their fiancé is Catholic. So for the sake of unity in the household, they consider converting. It's a pretty laudable thing. It's not a good reason to be Catholic. Oftentimes you might think of converting because, you know, your parents, maybe they've gone through conversion, they became Catholic, or somebody that you know is, you know, you want to grow into a deeper friendship with them, and so you think for the sake of them you become Catholic. It's not a good reason to be Catholic. Nor is it a good reason not to be Catholic because you're afraid that it might cause some difficulties in the family. We all know people. I'm really close with somebody who I know knows the Catholic Church has the fullness of the means of salvation and is resisting coming into the church because even though the person knows it's true, is afraid of what it will do in the family. And on a personal level, I mean, how do you not understand that? Who wants to sign up for opposition in the family? The question then becomes, how do I live with integrity knowing that something is true and not deciding to embrace it? Nor is the reason to become Catholic because you found a welcoming community. That's great, but sooner or later, the welcoming community will no longer be all that you thought it would be. It's like when we do marriage prep with couples and we sit down. So why do you want to marry your fiance? He makes me laugh. That's great. Won't be long. He's going to be making you cry. I mean, you better have something more than that. That's great. I'm glad he makes you laugh. But is there any meat? You know, is there any substance to the relationship? Are you confident that he loves you or that she loves you? What is it that you're making this decision based upon? So for us, when it comes to matters of faith, the reason to become Catholic is simply because it's true. If it's not true, the hell with it. And I mean that, the hell with it. This is some really wacky, evil idea if this is not true. It would be idolatry. It would be ludicrous. It would be a total waste of time. The reason to become Catholic is because it's true. Question becomes, how do you know it's true? And that's really the question. Flip to the article that I gave you on Catholic spirituality. Let's just read a little bit here real quick. I'm going to start on page 227. I'm going to flip around a little bit, but this is a great section. I love the way Howard writes. It says, as you know, all of us do what we do for reasons that have roots in our history and culture. Some Jews, for example, wear great fur hats and long black coats and white stockings. You need to inquire into their history before you decide that they have unstylish taste. Calvinists put the pulpit at the center of focus in their churches. They have passionate reasons for adopting this architectural arrangement. Evangelicals sing a certain kind of gospel song or praise song, which finds its roots in modern American culture. I am speaking, of course, of tradition. To be human at all is to be deeply rooted in tradition. We would all agree that there are bad traditions and good traditions. Today in India, I suppose the shackling of slaves would be bad traditions, whereas taking off one's hat in a church, standing up when a woman comes into the room, would be good traditions. To say that something is traditional leaves open the question as to whether it ought to be changed. If it is frivolous or brutish or misbegotten, then we would all agree that change is indicated. It's a very important line right here. There is no such thing as non-traditional Christianity. Let that sink in for a second. There is no such thing as non-traditional Christianity. What we do when we meet with other believers for worship, the sequence we follow, the very phrases and vocabulary that crop up, these did not spring straight from the pages of the New Testament yesterday.
John Wesley or General William Booth or Menno Simons or John Calvin or Martin Luther or J.N. Darby or John Wimber or D.L. Moody or Roger Williams or A.J. Gordon or Ignatius of Antioch or Clement of Rome or Justin Martyr or Gregory I. These gentlemen stand there between you and the morning of Pentecost in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Even if you strive mightily for spontaneity in your worship, you discover that your spontaneity very quickly gels into half a dozen or so phrases and gestures. We are all human, forsooth, and we can no more shuck off tradition than we can shuck off these bodies of ours. As our forerunners in the ancient faith moved out from that dazzling Pentecostal morning into the long hall of history, we find that the touchstone for their life together and for their prayer and for their worship was apostolic. I love his expressions here. Christianity was not just a higgledy-piggledy aggregate of independent believers and groups scattered across Samaria and Asia Minor. You had to be in obedient, visible, organic communion with the apostles themselves. Then as the decades rolled on and Peter and John and James and the others died, you found yourself under the authority of the men on whom they had laid their hands. These men were overseers or pastors. Bishop is the word that came into play very quickly. If you were a Christian, you said, Polycarp is my bishop, or Ignatius is my bishop. There was no such thing in the church to which you and I owe our faith. There was no such thing as an independent or individualistic Christian. Things were very strict, actually. If you doubt this, look at St. Paul's epistles, or eavesdrop on the council in Jerusalem, which is in the Acts of the Apostles, which the apostles convened to decide what you were supposed to do about certain matters of conscience. The Christians were not left organizing workshops and symposia to hash over these issues. The apostles told you what to do and what to believe. This may make you skittish, but all of us, Baptist, OPC, Coptic, RC, or Grace Chapel, have to agree that that was the way the apostles did things, for good or ill. We have to agree because that's simply the biblical and the historical record. If we attempt a different scheme, we do so under the titanic gaze of that great cloud of witnesses who, says the book of Hebrews, are watching us as we stumble along through our fragment of history.
Well, welcome back. That was a great clip by Father John Ricardo. Sometimes I'm wondering if the people listening, everybody's listening, is they're wondering whether, you know, they're hearing us instead of Father John Ricardo this morning. So, but it is a great opportunity for us to step back and reflect upon what we're all about here in terms of the radio and give us an opportunity to think what a blessing we've gotten on most days. And these are the days that we've got to say, okay, how are we going to make this continue? Mm-hmm. So great, great clip by Father John Ricardo. And Deacon Fortkamp, would you be interested in giving us a couple of thoughts on
absolutely
insights,
yeah,
on this?
Yeah. So I love this clip. I love, obviously, Father is wonderful and just a man on fire and just a great gift to the church. And I love that idea that it is in the Catholic Church that we have truth, and all our lives we're searching for truth, and here in the Catholic Church is truth. And what a wonderful gift that is then to have Catholic radio to be able to share that truth. Certainly coming to Mass on a daily basis, and certainly on the weekends we come to experience that truth in the Word, in the Eucharist, mm-hmm. But certainly powerfully in the words of Catholic radio. But I love also that idea that it is, we have to know the truth, but then we have to live that truth. And that's yeah, something that we sometimes can get caught in a trap of just thinking, okay, if I'm, you know, I can live in a little bubble and be, you know, and understand the truth, but we have to then go out and live in community and be among others and to live that truth. And sometimes it means defending that truth, but certainly proclaiming that truth to others. And but as we form Catholics, we have to be able to introduce that truth, but then also help them to be engaged in living out that truth.
And you know what, mm-hmm. Cousin Deacon Fortkamp, you know how you can proclaim that truth and how you would get equipped is by listening to Catholic radio. And
absolutely,
that's how I have grown, I feel like, so much in my faith, because you all come in a different journey. Everyone who's tuning in today comes with a different journey. Where I came, I was green. And you know what? I don't know. I listened when it was 1580 back in the day, but now It's AM 820. And call us now at 614-459-4820. But the programming on Catholic radio on AM 820 equips us with the truth, equips us to evangelize, to go out to others, to live that faith. And that's what you said. You know, mm-hmm. why be Catholic? Because it's true.
Right.
But to live it is tough, and going to Mass every Sunday is a gift. It's what we're called to do, but we're all called to become further into our holiness. And how do we do that? By tuning in every day, exercising our, you know, spiritual muscles, practicing our sacraments. And how did I learn all this? Truly, AMA 20 is a huge part of that. So I just want to thank the programming here. Thank Dave and Bill for all they do. And I want everyone out there who feels that they have had an impact from AMA 20. Call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Great.
You know, Jeffrey, what is your favorite programming here on AMA 20?
Well, certainly, you know, it's funny how the Holy Spirit works. And I find that for whatever reason, whatever crisis or challenge is happening in my life, it seems that I'm in the car at 3 p.m. and Divine Mercy Chaplet's
love it.
On. So,
love it.
And that's that beautiful calming gift of the Holy Spirit at that moment when I most need it. So that's definitely a gift. It's funny how that works. It's not more than coincidence.
I was just going to say, there's
Holy
no
Spirit.
Coincidence.
Yeah,
and you know what, that 3 o'clock hour, as we all know, it's just the middle part of the day. But our devotions, I mean, obviously, if some people might not know what... you know, that is at the 3 o'clock. So if you want to expand on
that
devotion.
It's a beautiful, and I love how Catholic radio here, they'll have different musicians pray that, sing that, and it's just a wonderful gift for us.
Yeah, and actually two of our classmates, Marf Rohmeyer and Lisa Brown, who are parishioners at St. Bridget, I'll give a shout out to them. They actually do sing the Divine Mercy Chaplet,
right.
Which is, again, another slice of heaven. So
It's
just a beautiful gift. And you know what? There are so many beautiful devotions. You know, the Catholic Church is not just about rules. There are rules that's for us to attain our holiness.
Right.
But there are so many reasons for us to attain that. And some of the devotions that we practice as Catholics help us get to that holiness and help us practice that. It's not a form of adultery. It's a form of getting closer to Jesus. And sometimes it comes through whether the Rosary or Blessed Mother or the Divine Mercy Chaplet and learning about our saints. And that's another beautiful thing about Catholic radio and the programming here. There are so many different pearls.
Yeah. And I like to think of that, too, in a different way of, you know, the Catholic Church provides us with guardrails, and it's really an opportunity to actually be freeing because we have that focus and that discipline, and then we can, just like in marriage, you know, you're not, you've got those guardrails to be able to help us to just enjoy what is the wonderful gift of marriage.
That's I love that great. Depiction. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, and we've got our angel who has just flown back in the room. Thank you, Brendan, for coming back. I think you've got some news for us.
Yes, we want to thank Irma from St. Bridget.
Irma. Love you, Irma.
Okay, so she gave in honor of Jody, which is awesome.
Thank you, Irma.
And she increased her monthly sustaining member amount, which is awesome.
Irma, and you're the best. Thank you.
Yes.
She says that St. Gabriel's like an all-day retreat, which is, it really is.
And we need another one amongst ourselves in the future soon, too, Irma.
Amen. We want to thank Peggy, who gave a one-time gift, and she's also from St. Bridget.
Thank you, Peggy.
And we want to thank Teresa from Our Lady of Lourdes, and she became a sustaining member, and she said she loves that she can listen in her car, and she loves Father John and Catholic Answers and learning something brand new every day.
That is awesome. You know what? We thank you, all the listeners and all the people that are continuing to call in to donate. You guys truly make a difference. There's no better time than now to be a supporter, to be a member of St. Gabriel Radio, whether you're sustaining member of $20 or more a month, whether you call in with that generous donation of a leadership gift of a $1,000 one-time donation, or there's even a business membership, which is $60 a month, and you get 100 mentions a year on Catholic Radio. That is very inexpensive marketing, if you want to ask me. But more importantly, you're supporting an amazing mission of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Sounds great. And by doing that, you also get that great gift of the Holy Rosary from Father John Ricardo. And if it's a leadership gift or a business membership, we also have an offer of a El Divino Niño statue. A 7-inch resin statue that is absolutely beautiful, and it's the same statue that Mother Angelica has made available in her piazza at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, Alabama. So a beautiful little statue and a great gift. There's also one thing more. I mean, for those of you who are not always thinking spiritually on Saturdays, for instance, and you're thinking football games, we have a couple of raffles that are going on. There is a raffle for the Fatima statue, a Fatima statue, first and foremost. Let's do the spiritual things first. There's actually two of those. There's one that's going to be for those that are new sustaining members, And then there's another statue being raffled off by rather for those individuals who are interested in continuing. I mean, the ones that have already been our sustaining members, because our sustaining members really are our lifeblood of the radio station. So we want to include you. And then, of course, those who are making new gifts, it makes sense. There are two OSU football tickets to the November 3rd Nebraska game. That's got to be a good one.
So call us now, 614-459-4820.
Or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Awesome. Well, we are so privileged to be joining the studio now with Dave Barrett. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you.
He is a member of St. Michael's Parish, and he is our testimonial this morning. And I know it's early, but it's a beautiful day here for the Fall Spirit Drive for AM 820. So welcome.
Thank you.
We would love to know, how did you begin listening to AM 820?
Well, I've been listening to it before it was called 820, and I don't remember exactly how I began listening to it, but I remember, you know, at St. Michael, I know the late Father Pandolfi was a big promoter, so it probably was, that's where I first probably heard of it,
awesome.
Was from Father Pandolfi.
Awesome. And it looks like you're quite involved at St. Michael's. You're an usher, you're on the parish council, and you're the Grand Knight.
Yeah, well, that's in the past. I'm presently an usher, and I formerly was the Grand Knight and formerly on parish council. But yeah, I've been involved in all those things.
But you're serving the parish, which is a beautiful thing, and also a longtime participant of Eucharistic adoration. That is awesome.
Yes, yeah, my wife and I go every Sunday night.
What a gift, and
good
to do that together is truly a gift. How has St. Gabriel Radio impacted your faith?
Well, I think it you know, it reaffirms the faith. I mean, you always get authentic Catholic, you know, teaching and background on St. Gabriel Radio, and you know sometimes I'm saying the rosary in the car, but if I'm not doing that, I'm listening to St. Gabriel Radio.
Awesome.
And you know, since it has statewide now, you know, like I was going up to Michigan the other day and I was listening to it clear to Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you can listen to it all around the state now, which is great. So you know, that's where I you know, it's a very positive thing to listen to, and it always gives you little nuggets of the faith.
Do you have a favorite program?
Well, I like them all. I know Father John Ricardo, I know I really like listening to him, but there's others. I mean, that's just one.
Awesome. Do you have any challenges out there for some of your St. Michael parishioners or anybody listening right now?
Well, I urge them to support St. Gabriel Radio. I know, you know, we do as part of my law firm. We're a sponsor, and then my wife and I also give monthly. So, you know, I think there's lots of ways to support it. Listen to it. Put one of those stickers on your car. Sometimes I'm sitting at a stoplight around Columbus, and there's three cars that have St. Gabriel Radio stickers, which is really great.
You know what? You feel empowered. And you know what? When you see those stickers, there's something they share here on the radio that says, you say a special prayer, may the blessing of the Lord be upon you. And my kids know that now. So when we see a car coming up or we're pulling into St. Bridget and dropping off and you see a teacher with that bumper magnet on, you say that prayer, which it's such a gift to pray for someone else. But to think about how many prayers you're getting when you might not even know it, when someone's behind you and they see your Catholic radio sticker. So if nothing else, put that magnet on your car, because people will be praying for you throughout the day that you might not even know. So it's such a gift.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, good. And I think we all need those prayers, most definitely. So,
you know, and you said you and your wife go to Eucharistic adoration together. That is awesome. Is there any other thing that you can put a challenge out there for married couples in regards to maybe challenging themselves on their faith and growing as Catholic married couples?
Well, I think, you know, Eucharistic adoration is a big one. You know, like we had our home enthroned with the Sacred Heart, you know.
Absolutely.
Great.
You know, Father Daly was an associate pastor at St. Michael at one time. So he's great and really pushes that.
He certainly does. And that devotion continues to grow. And actually, on the first Friday of every month on AM 820, the 8 a.m. programming is all about the Sacred Heart enthronement with Father Daly and the Wilsons, which is another great programming that is offered here that a lot of people might not know about if they weren't tuning in to Catholic radio. So you are fortunate to have Father Daly at St. Michael's. But for a lot of us who maybe didn't have him, we learned about the devotion because of the programming here.
Absolutely. And we did the same thing. We enthroned our home as well, David, with the... with the Sacred Heart devotion, and it just seemed to be such a great thing to do. And it made sense, and it's because we heard so much of it, again, through the Catholic radio. So much of our faith is enlivened because you know, a Sunday homily can only be a certain amount of time. And beyond that, when you can hear on the radio these hours of great programming.
Awesome. And you know what, David, I hear, you know, obviously it sounds like you've been a Catholic. Have you been a Catholic your whole life?
I have.
Cradle Catholic. And see, that's the beauty about Catholic radio, too, because some people come in and some Catholic, you know, cradle Catholics can be stagnant in their faith and just kind of say, this is who I am. My grandparents were Catholic. My mom and dad were Catholic, and this is who we are. But that's not who we're called to be. You know, we're called to push ourselves. We're called to exercise our faith. And it seems like you continue to grow in your faith. And that's the beauty of our faith. That's the beauty of God's grace, that he continues to reveal so many more things to us. And I want to put a challenge out because I'm a cradle Catholic, too. And I know Jeffrey is as well. And Kevin is as well, too. Yep. Catholic radio strengthens those muscles.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So continue to push yourself. And you know what, Deacon Jeffrey, do you have anything to share with?
Well, I'll give a shout out to our Knights and challenge our Knights. You said you're a former leader of the, and you're, I'm still a member
of the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. To challenge our Knights that are listening, Knights of Columbus, to step up and help out, support this ministry. This ministry of Catholic radio is certainly in line with the values of the Knights and certainly obviously the Catholic Church, but to challenge our Knights to support Catholic radio.
David, we're so grateful that you are here with us today. Why don't you give us a challenge for our listeners? What challenge would you give?
Well, you know, as we were talking earlier this morning, you know, Father Richard Pandolfi was a big promoter of St. Gabriel Radio. So I think that's, you know, give a gift in honor of the late Father Richard Pandolfi.
Awesome.
That's a great one. Sure.
Let's hear the phones ringing then, 614-459-4820, or go and donate online at stgabrielradio.com. David, we are so grateful you're here. We will be back in a few minutes for the Fall Spirit Drive.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is Colin Donovan, host of EWTN Open Line Friday. I'm privileged to be part of the new evangelization through Catholic radio and to invite others to share in that mission and apostolate. You know, Catholic radio has the power to lead others to the truth of Christ and of the Church, to the sacramental life and the devotional life, which is available to and familiar to Catholics. Help those in the Church become better aware of the influence of an increasingly toxic culture with its influences on us, on our families, and on our fellow citizens. Thanks to EWTN, this program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like EWTN Open Line every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Full of Gray's Farm, grass-fed beef, pastured, non-GMO chickens, free-range, non-GMO eggs, turkeys, and pigs. Online at fullofgraysfarm.com.
Is it time to change the flooring in your home? Then you owe it to yourself to check out Evans Carpet Junkyard. Family-owned and operated for 53 years, Evans Carpet offers a large selection of quality carpet, remnants, and flooring at great prices. Evans also offers binding for those comfortable area rugs. Stop by their spacious 20,000-square-foot facility at 665 North Hague Avenue off of 70 West and stroll through the large inventory of in-stock flooring. Evans also offers experienced installation and tremendous service. Call Evans today at 272-5630.
One-on-one brain training for children has proven to be life-changing. Is your child on an IEP? We can help. Dave O'Reilly here, owner of Learning Rx Columbus, parishioner of St. Paul's in Westerville. At Learning Rx, we work with kids who struggle with school. We achieve proven results. We are now approved for the John Peterson Scholarship, available to parents with kids on IEPs. To learn more, call me at 614-726-7000 or visit columbusbraintraining.com. That's columbusbraintraining.com.
From powering our homes to aiding patients, what our clients do is amazing, but they couldn't succeed without technology. At HMB, we believe our technology solutions should create limitless possibilities. Whether it's developing an application, taking your business to the cloud, or something in between, our expert consultants can help you get there. So, what's the next big thing you want to achieve? Let's work on it together so you can. Visit hmbhelpsit.com for a free consultation.
Grace Transformations, remodeling, renovation, and new construction. A Catholic company doing business on Catholic principles. Online at gracetransformations.com.
Welcome back to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Jody White in the studio today with Kevin Gallagher and Deacon Jeffrey Forkamp. It is an honor to be here. It's bright and early. It's 8:35, and we are just thrilled to be here with our listening audience, you. You guys make a difference. You guys are really helping spread the truth of our Catholic faith. We are here to ask for your support. Call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. We just had the privilege of having a testimony from David from St. Michael's Parish in here. And Deacon Jeffrey, he talked on a few different things of how he's involved, how Catholic radio and the programming makes a difference for him and his wife and his family. One thing he brought up is Eucharistic adoration. We might have some first-time listeners out there that might not be aware of what that is. Can you expand upon that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so in the Eucharist, our Catholic understanding is that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is fully present, real, true in that Eucharist. And so ultimately our faith is about this intimate love relationship with our God. And so to be in relationship means to be with someone. And so to have the opportunity to be with our Lord in that intimate moment of being before the Lord in the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament is that wonderful gift. You know, in relationships, in our marriages, we want to be with our spouse. In our families, we want to be with our children in that relationship. In our faith relationship, it's being with the Lord, and that can't be any more perfect than in the Eucharist. And so that's that opportunity that many parishes have 24/7 and many parishes have throughout the week.
It's amazing how many parishes are actually now offering Eucharistic adoration, some for a period of time, but others also 24/7. I mean, my parish, St. John Newman, is just amazing that it's got 24/7 and there's always people there in the chapel adoring the Lord. And I know it happens in other parishes as well. So we just see a real resurgence in our lives, our love lives with the Lord, by spending time with Him in these different places.
And you're silent in this. It's completely silent. I know Immaculate Conception has 24 hours, mm-hmm. 7 days a week. I believe St. Matthew says as well. And today at Bishop Watterson High School, they're having Eucharistic adoration for the students from 7:30, woo-woo, till 2:30. Give a shout out to that. You know, there's nothing better. You can teach so much in these theology classes and the PSR classes, but sitting in the presence of the Lord, there's just something there. My daughter went for the first time with her class. She's gone with me before, but with her class at St. Bridget last week. And she goes, Mom, just tears started coming in my eyes. And I said, Anna, that's the Holy Spirit. That is real. That is the presence of Christ. And you didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. You weren't saying the rosary. You were still in His presence. And Anna's a tough girl. She's not one to cry unless she's just, anyways, that's another story. But she had tears in her eyes because of the Spirit came over her. So if you've never sat with the Lord in Eucharistic adoration, we put a challenge out there. Call Catholic Radio today to find out more. Find out which local parishes can support you. Call now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. We are now here.
And you that go to Eucharistic adoration, I am sure, have a greater insight of what's important. You see the value of this Catholic Radio. So, because as an adorer myself, I'm throwing that challenge out to all the adorers out there in our diocese. Come on now. It's important for us. Let's call in at 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
And we have the angel coming in with some more updates. Welcome, Brendan.
It's good to be back. All right. We want to thank Jennifer from St. Bridget for her gift. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
We want to thank Lisa for her gift. She's from Columbus. Thank you so much, Lisa. And we want to thank Luis, who said, let Jody know that Luis says hello.
Oh, hello.
Luis is a sustaining member and gave a one-time gift. And she says that AM 820 is part of her morning routine, which I think is a lot of my friends, it's like that, who get up a little earlier than me. As a youth minister, most of my stuff's in the evening. But I have a question for you guys. How does the ocean say hello?
Tell us, Brendan.
It waves. It waves.
There you go. Okay. That is an awesome one. Awesome. Well, thank you all for your donations. You guys keep calling. You guys are awesome. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Now we are going to listen to a clip by Jeff Cavins on becoming disciples.
And about 14, the rabbis would come around and they would interview, they would talk, and they would say one of two things to the young men. Now, before I tell you how they said that, it's important to know that the parents back then really coveted the idea of their child being the disciple of a great rabbi. Because a rabbi was a sage, a rabbi was a wise one. And if you were the disciple of a rabbi, it meant that you were going to follow that rabbi, you were going to learn the mindset of that rabbi, and you were going to emulate their life. You were going to imitate them, okay? Just like Israel imitates God, to make disciples, they imitate the rabbi. So the rabbi would say one of two things at 14. Either they would say, go ply your father's trade. Or number two, lech acharai, come follow me. Come follow me. So those were the two choices. Come follow me, or go ply your father's trade. So if the rabbi comes around and he gathers with the young boys, and we'll say that you guys are the young boys and I'm the rabbi, and I say, Matthew, stand up. And Matthew stands up and said, Matthew, what does your father do? He says, my father is a fisherman. Is he a good fisherman? He's a good fisherman, Rabbi. And he taught you well, huh? He did. You're going to be a good fisherman too. Now, what did I just say to him? I just said to him, you're not going to be a disciple of mine, but you're going to be a great fisherman, which has dignity and all of that. It's great. Yay. But then I might ask another young man, Simon, stand up. And he stands up. Yes, Rabbi, what does your father do? My father's a carpenter. Excellent. Did he teach you well? He did, Rabbi. Simon, lech acharai, come follow me. You see, to become a disciple of a great rabbi 2,000 years ago was not up to you. You didn't go down to the local Jewish bookstore and get a CD set and listen to it and say, I'm his disciple. It didn't happen. You might have been a fan, but you weren't a follower. And one of the problems we have today is we got a lot of fans, but we need followers. We need followers of Jesus. People who are going to be disciples. You see, the answer to the question, how did you become a disciple, was that it wasn't up to you. I mean, you had to eventually say, yes, I'm going to be a disciple of the great Rabbi Akiva, or the great Rabbi Shammai, or Hillel, or whoever it might be. But it started with the rabbi saying what? I am inviting you to follow me. Lech acharai. And so it was up to the rabbi to issue the invitation to follow him. And the criteria that the rabbi used was this, and this is so powerful. The rabbi would not look at you and say, come follow me, based on your economic status, where you live in the city, what school you went to, the last name, none of that. He issued the invitation to become his disciple based on one thing. Do I think you have what it takes to become like me, to imitate me, to teach what I teach, to live the way I live? That was the criteria in which the invitation went out. Do I believe you, Matthew, you, Simon, you, Andrew, you, Bartholomew, you, Judas? Do I believe that you have what it takes to imitate me and to become like me? You remember what Jesus said? He said, you might remember this. He said, you did not choose me. I chose you. I chose you. And so, men, I want you to know something, that when it comes to casting his nets out there and going deep and bringing more people into the kingdom of God, when it comes to our children hearing the word of God, when it comes to our wives being loved with the arms of Christ, it's going to start with you saying, yes, I will become like you, Jesus. I will take up the call. I will answer this invitation. You have asked me if I will follow you and be your disciple, and I say yes. So I want you to know this, guys, and I'm in the same boat. I'm sitting, there's a blank chair in the front row. I'm sitting right there with you. today, and that is this. You are chosen. You men are chosen. You are extraordinary men. You are chosen by the greatest rabbi in the history of the world, the greatest teacher in the history of the world, the greatest philosopher in the history of the world, the most powerful creator in the history of the world. And oh, by the way, he's God. He has chosen you.
That was Jeff Cavins, Becoming Disciples. And you can find Jeff, as well as other speakers, on Faith Alive, which is weekdays at 10 a.m. here on the radio. What great information. What a great clip. And talking mostly, it seems, to men in that context of discipleship, but really for all of us. It's just such great stuff. And that's what we hear on this radio day in and day out. So let's continue that. Let's support that because it's so valuable. And again, let's do it by making that donation, becoming a sustaining member, or making a one-time gift, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Deacon Forkern, what were some pearls that jumped out to you? What are some takeaways that you listened to?
Well, I love this image and idea that, and reminder really for us, is that we are chosen. We're chosen to be this intimate love relationship with God. The one thing that's going to bring us the greatest joy, the greatest peace, the greatest happiness, and then we're called to go and share that with others. And Jody and I have several sons, but two of them are playing football together in high school, and which is a wonderful gift. But I often think about that playing together. You know, we have coaches that teach and instruct, and in the same way we need men and women to be those leaders to help us to understand that we're called to be in this relationship, called to then go out and share that good news. We're really a church that is to evangelize, and Catholic radio is this beautiful gift that helps us to live out that vocation to evangelize, to share the faith, to at times defend the faith, certainly explain the faith to all. But this gift to what the clip also shared, you know, that we have rules and expectations, and that's part of being in a relationship. It's something that we need to practice, being in a relationship. I know in my own married life, I need to practice at times being in that relationship. But again, having that vision of what's our goal, and that is, as Christians, is to know this love relationship we're called to be in, and then to share it with others. And I can't think of a better way, short of Mass, on a daily basis, to have than St. Gabriel Radio to be able to evangelize, to share that great love that is readily available to us with others.
Beautifully said. And you know what? Yeah, we are called to become disciples. That is our call in baptism, to become disciples, to know, to love, to serve the Lord. And you know what? At a time right now, we're called to be radical disciples, and radical in a beautiful sense, not a radical in a disruptive type of a sense, but a radical, like, who are we? Who are we proud to say we are? St. Gabriel Catholic Radio gives us the hope and joy of our Catholic faith and the ability to share it with others, to equip us with the tools to communicate about our faith. And that's what we're called to do. It's up to us. God chose us. I mean, what a humbling thought is that? Us, all of us sitting here, we have to accept his offer and practice it and just fall more in love. And the programming here really helps me to build those muscles, to build that strength.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we need, strong Catholic men and Catholic women as husbands and wives and mothers and fathers and as friends and as co-workers to provide that example, to provide that support. And again, as you said beautifully, Catholic Radio provides us with those tools, equips us with the tools, the knowledge and the example and the habits and the rituals to be able to then feel empowered to go and share the good news with others.
Iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely. I love the imagery in the clip as well that talked about the difference between being a fan and a follower. You know, and Deacon, you mentioned, you know, football at one point there. I'm thinking, oh yeah, if we know what it's like to be a football fan. Usually if the quarterback's not doing as well as we like, or our team's not doing really well, other than if you're maybe a Browns fan, I guess they stick longer than most. But some people don't like to be around. If you're a fan, you change gears if it's not where you want it to be. And this is a day and an age where it would be easy to be a fan rather than a follower. Mm-hmm. And we're really called to be a follower, which means embrace the Jesus Christ, even when maybe others aren't embracing the Jesus Christ in the same way. So we're called to that great depth of what it means to be a disciple, to hear the call.
You can't
despite
lose the sight.
Despite what everyone else is doing.
I know? Love it. That's mm-hmm. a great depiction of the football, the fans, the followers. You know what? Let's just keep the phones ringing because we just were joined again with Brendan O'Rourke to share another Angel update. Welcome.
We want to thank Monica from St. John Newman, and she has given in honor of all single women who choose life for their unborn baby and that awesome. Courageous decision.
Way to go,
bless
Monica.
You, Monica.
And
way
she
to
wanted
go,
to
Mon-
say hello to Kevin as well.
Thank Saint you, Monica. Monica. No, her name. That's awesome.
And we want to thank Ben for his that. One-time gift from St. Peter's, and he's given in honor of Father Pandolfi. And we want to thank Bridget, who's giving in memory of Thomas Evans. And she increased her monthly gift amount, which is just awesome.
And thank you, Bridget.
Those monthly gift amounts are what really help. As you said, Jody, I like to play music, so there's so many good hymns, and I have a favorite hymn. But did you guys know what a dentist's favorite hymn is?
A dentist's favorite hymn.
Crown him with many crowns.
All right. That's who asked one. You to sing for us, huh?
Hey, that is awesome. For that, you have to call us now, 614-459-4820. And you know what? We have an awesome anonymous challenge. We will have an extra $500 if we reach 16 gifts, and we are just one shy from 16. So please call us now, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com.
Yeah, and I want to invite 500.
I want to invite the parishioners of Our Lady of Peace Parish. That's my parish. That's my home parish. I'm a son of that parish. I'm now, that's where I'm assigned as a permanent deacon. It's an incredible, loving community, so generous in so many different ways. And I invite, I encourage, I challenge you to give whatever you can to this ministry of St. Gabriel Radio. It's such a powerful way to show your Catholic faith to others by your gift. And especially in a, for those small business owners to show your values, your beliefs as a business member, having the opportunity to have over 100 or 100 mentions a year for the $60 a month membership rate. So business members especially, but again, the Our Lady of Peace parishioners, again, are such a good, generous community. Consider giving to St. Gabriel Radio.
I would love it. Yeah, absolutely. And I know I would want to thank everyone who continues to call in here. And Kevin, do you have an extra challenge out there for our listeners?
I do. I have a challenge for those great people that are involved in That Man Is You. I mean, we are one of the largest, I think we are the largest diocese in terms of numbers of men involved in That Man Is You. And I got a feeling that St. John Newman might be one of the largest parishes that's involved in That Man Is You. And over 100,000 men have gone through the program. So my challenge is to all those great people, all those great men, you know, and all those great ladies that knew how important it was to get their men into That mm-hmm. Man Is You for their family's sake. Go ahead and challenge yourselves. Come on and make a donation. I know we're asked to make donations in many different areas, but this one is such a valuable one and reaches so many ears and so many hearts and transforms lives, which there in effect transforms others' lives. So let's let that love keep on going forward in a day and an age where love doesn't seem to be what it's all about.
You know, we just, again, want to thank all the callers this past hour. Thank our angel, Brendan, who's here in Deacon Four Camp. You guys have all been a great part of this morning. The energy Amen. Is alive in here. Just continue to support Catholic Radio by calling us 614-459-4820. Go online, not only to donate, but to listen online. You know what? And Jeffrey, we would love for you to lead us in prayer as we close. But before that, I wanted to let you guys know that what we'll be hearing at the top of the hour is a local clip by Abiding in Hope with Marianne Jepson and Father John Sims. But please, we would love for you and be honored if you could close us in prayer.
Absolutely. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving Father, you love us. We know that you made us in your image and likeness. You made us good. You made us to love and to be loved. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we may always know that love and to share that love with others. And we ask you to bless St. Gabriel Radio, that it may be a tool for you to share your love with others today and for many, many years to come. And we ask this through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Such a privilege to be in here with all of you guys today. And you know what? We still have a few short minutes left, and we need one more gift to hit our goal with the anonymous challenge of an extra $500. So if someone calls right now, it's actually, even if you become a sustaining member, whatever it may be, an extra $500 gift will be donated. So really, you'll be giving...
We've got minutes, just minutes. Please call in.
And you know what? Yeah. I want to put a challenge out there, too. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is a strong supporter of the men and women's conferences here in Columbus. And that reach is unbelievable. A lot of my friends who continue to grow with are all from that organization. So all the women listening out there, all of the Catholic captains who are a part of that, from men or the women's conference, Jim Mahome and his team, call us now, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. Without their support, these conferences cannot reach the airways like they do now. So just call in. We appreciate all your support.
Certainly. I would encourage you, too, if it's just a one-time gift, whatever it is that you can give, maybe $5, whatever it is that you're able to give at this time, again, it shows your support, your values, what you believe in, but it also has an incredible impact on so many others. And consider going online to stgabrielradio.com, and also is another way to give your gift.
Thank you, Deacon Forkamp. Please enjoy the clip, Abiding in Hope, with Marianne Jepson and Father John Sims Baker.
I have concerns about my adopted 20-year-old daughter. We had her baptized in the Catholic Church. She went through 8 years of PSR, Parish School of Religion, and was confirmed and hasn't stepped into a church since. Over the years, she has explored several non-Christian faiths and chooses bits and pieces from each, calling herself spiritual but not religious. She went so far as to change her first name, mainly because her birth name had a Christian connotation. I feel I'm walking on eggshells around here, being so careful not to say the wrong thing, that I will drive her further away. I pray for her daily, and I feel a sense of comfort knowing she is baptized, so therefore has the mark of Christ on her soul. Is there anything else I can be doing? I've got a case of parental guilt because it is only in the last few years I've really begun to embrace my own faith. Thank you.
Well, of course, nowadays, the situation that this questioner puts before us is very, very common. It's not an uncommon situation. And so I'm sure there are many of our listeners today who maybe find themselves in a similar situation. And what I would encourage you to do, of course, this is a parent calling about an adult child. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing needs to be said, of course, is that child is an adult and is responsible for, in this case, for herself. And even though there's great love, of course, for that child, sometimes our feelings for love, it causes us to maybe feel a responsibility that actually isn't ours. And so I would encourage you to try to, first of all, try to get a little bit of a sense of detachment here, in trusting, your child, this adult child, to God, and realizing that she will need to make her own way. Of course, with your love and support and help and prayers and concern. One of the things that's obvious and painful in this situation is that this child has departed from the way of faith in which you brought her up. And that's very obvious and painful for you. But I'd encourage you maybe not to let that be the only thing that you see, and I'm sure it's not. But even in this circumstance, try to do some things. I think these are some things that we can learn from, what Pope Francis is trying to tell us to do and with other people, and what he means partially by accompaniment, to... First of all, maybe listen to your daughter. Just listen. What is she saying? What are her concerns? What's attracting her? What are difficulties for her? To really understand maybe first of all. And also I encourage you to look for the things that you have in common. Some of the things that you don't have in common are very obvious to you and painful to you. But maybe what's right in this, you know, situation and in this situation,